In the middle of the Murgo choke hung the white wedge of an Imperial-class Star Destroyer, its hull lit by the harlequin blaze of four different suns. To its left hung two of the suns, an orange and yellow binary system, well matched in both size and color. To its right hung an odd couple, a blue giant orbited by a crimson dwarf so small and dim Leia could barely tell it was there. And directly behind the Star Destroyer, stretched between the two sets of binary stars like the web of some enormous spider, was the sapphire veil of the Utagetu Nebula.
"You see, this one did not miscalculate."
Saba was perched on the edge of the Falcon's co-pilot's chair, squinting out of the Star Destroyer.
"We were pulled out of hyperspace."
"Maybe," Leia said. Threading its way between the two pairs of binary stars, the Murgo choke was the trickiest of the many complicated hyperspace transits connecting the Rego Run to the Utagetu Nebula. But there are 100 things in the choke more likely to revert us than the mass of a single Star Destroyer. Saba hissed in annoyance.
"The Star Destroyer's mass did not pull us out. Its artificial gravity generators did. That is the Mon Mothma ahead."
Leia frowned at her tactical display, but the electromagnetic blast of the four stars was overpowering all the Falcon's sensor and comm systems. She saw only a cloud of static on the screen. "How sure are you that's the Mon Mothma up there?"
"How sure are you that it is not?"
"This is no time for games, Master. I need to know."
"Life is a game, Jedi Solo," Saba said. "If you need to know, find out."
Leia let out her breath in exasperation, then reached into the Force. She felt Mara and three more Jedi Stealth X-pilots hanging off the Falcon's stern. Because of the close tolerances involved in transiting the choke, all five craft had needed to make their own jump calculations, and the likelihood of the entire flight making a mistake that brought them out so close together was practically nil. They had definitely been pulled out of hyperspace by an artificial gravity well. But that still did not explain how Saba knew it was the Mon Mothma ahead. The Galactic Alliance had two Imperial-class Star Destroyers equipped with hidden gravity well generators. Leia stretched out to the ship in the Force and felt the expected throng of life, but the concentration was too dense for her to recognize the presence of anyone in particular.
"Okay, we were interdicted," Leia said. "But I still don't see how you can be sure it's the Mothma up there.
It could be the Elagos Akla."
"It is the Mon Mothma," Saba insisted. "But what does it matter?"
"It doesn't really," Leia said. "Nobody in the Defense Force is going to interfere with a Jedi mission. But the Mothma's commander, Gavin Darklighter, is an old family friend. He won't waste too much of our time."
"It would not be wise to place your trust in friendship, Jedi Solo,"
Saba warned.
"Chief Omaz tried to keep the fleet's departure from us. And now this. Commander Darklighter will have orders."
"Probably," Leia said. "But you don't know Gavin Darklighter. He always finds a way to do the right thing."